today I'm delighted to be joined on the phone by Mike Edwards. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. It's really lovely to speak to you. International Bright Young Thing, I do play quite a lot, and I see you've reloaded some of your old videos up onto YouTube, which is good in recent times. So you're touring again, and I know what I like about you is all the original members are still there. None of them have changed. And as you say, you've never broken up. You've just done other things. You've got different lives now, but you're still enjoying playing together, which is good. And you're touring your album, Liquidizer, first album, 1989. And you released two albums, which is quite interesting. So you did one, Passages, and then you thought you'd do another one.
Yeah, well, the reason behind that is because we're not, as people might have noticed, a kind of folk band where, you know, you see one person playing an instrument and that's what it sounds like, you know. There's an awful lot of stuff goes into our songs, and I've often kind of thought that I have little bits of the songs that I write that I really like that people don't kind of get to hear because it's lost behind all the other stuff going on, or people focus on the guitar or the singing, whatever. And the kind of the age that we live in, being able to release things very quickly and in multiple different ways, it just seemed like a good idea to release, first of all, the album that we wanted to get out, that kind of let everybody hear the songs, and then kind of like my favourite bits from the album.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought, if people are fans of the band and I'm fans of the songs, it kind of makes sense to show a kind of, in a way, another angle of the songs on the first album. It's just a kind of, it's a variation of that first album, but one that, you know, I feel particularly happy to be able to get across to people. It's something that we couldn't have done 30 years ago, for example, when Liquidizer came out.
Sure. And I know you mentioned that times have changed, which they have a lot, and there used to be a lot more money in touring. And I like the way you're quite refreshing and honest with your fans about the cost of that as well. And the fact that these days, as you say, things are a lot more easy to release and the audiences are smaller, but you get the intimacy, don't you? And your songs now have to be more accessible to people. And I noticed you've just put out a little EP which people can collect from the live dates. I'll talk about the live dates. A four-track Liquidizer, little EP.
Yeah, I mean, the reason behind that was that Liquidizer was our first album, and I was kind of obviously new to the whole experience of recording songs in big studios and having a producer. And when you work with a producer, it's all about compromise. You know, you've written a song, and often as a writer, you have a very strong view of what that song should sound like and where it should go. And a producer comes in, he's employed kind of, you know, by you, really, to get the most out of that record, to make it appeal to the most amount of people. Often, you can be at loggerheads with your producer. And really, over time, what I learned to do was compromise and kind of think, well, you're probably right on that, whereas I'm going to dig my heels in about this point. And I think that Craig Leon, who produced Liquidizer, did a fantastic job of it, and in very difficult circumstances, because I didn't really know about how to go with things. I was probably a little hard to work with. But there were songs on that album that I felt that hasn't really kind of captured what the song was about. It's always stuck with me. And now that we're kind of touring Liquidizer again, it's given us a kind of good opportunity to say, right, given the kind of technology that we have these days, I'm going to recreate the songs the way that I really wanted them to sound. So, and that's what we've done. These are like, all the band are really, really happy with the versions we've put out now, which I don't think was the case with the original versions of those songs, those four songs from Liquidizer.
I must admit, I had a little sneaky listen. It was really good. Yeah, I listened to Move Mountains, and that's what I think I like about your positivity these days. You say, sonically, there's so much more that's possible. So it kind of gives your type of band a new energy, doesn't it? Because like the gadgets and the technology is just so amazing. So just wanted to mention your dates coming up. So we've got November the 8th at Worthing, and then 14th November at the old 100 Club, which is good. And then I see you're doing Shine On. Do you still get excited by seeing all those other bands like Cast? We've got Lightning Seeds. That sounds still like it's an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. What I particularly like is it's always quite strange backstage, because you meet people that you met 25 years ago when you were all 25 years younger, and it's quite weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's a bit odd, but it's really good fun. I mean, everyone's kind of mellowed with age, and there's none of the kind of ego and the kind of brittleness there used to be. Everyone's just there for the same reason, to have fun and enjoy it. So you tend to get on really, really well with people you might not have got on well with 25 years ago. So they're lovely things to do in that regard.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Everyone's still in the same boat. It's a different world, different musical world. And I want to talk about your US trip, because I know, obviously, the visas and everything expensive, and you've got all different lives now with more commitments that you did. And back in the day, you hit the US like big time. So when you went over there again, do you still enjoy, is it still a big thing to go to the US?
It's always fun to travel anyhow. I love touring. I love the fact that you're in a different place. I find it really exciting, really, really stimulating, actually. I find it very easy to write songs. Like, our third album was all written on the road, just because I find it a stimulating environment to be in, to be traveling like that one.
Yeah.
You know, there are parts of every country that you go to that you're really excited to go to. I'm not sure I was particularly excited to go to the actual area we were staying in before.
Yeah.
If I had a chance to live anywhere in the US, I probably would not live in Chicago, but that's not to denigrate it. But yeah, the actual fact that you're travelling somewhere far away and playing is wonderful. But we played Brazil about...
I saw that.
We went back to that, and that was absolutely fantastic. That was really, really exciting, because the culture is so different. And we've only been there kind of two or three times before, whereas in America, we'd be there several times a year.
I know. And I guess back in the day, you'd have people to do things for you, and this time you because of just the situation, you hired all your own crew, local sound people, and all that kind of thing. But it worked. They did a good job, apparently. I mean, it looked brilliant.
Fabulous. I'm glad to hear it. But, it's really not that much different for us. We were never the kind of band that had personal...
Oh, you weren't? So you were very hands-on?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not really very different at all from how it used to be.
But it's going all the way to Brazil and you're not knowing the people. So that was ever such a slight gamble, but you're in control, so it all went well.
What evens it all out is we know what we're doing and nothing really.
Yes, you'd have to, with five musicians and it being quite technical what you do. And on stage, you're just so sort of lovely and lively. And thank you for taking the time out to have a little chat to me. And I'm hoping to get to come and see you. And it was a real privilege to talk to you. And thank you for your contribution to the music industry, because you've made a lot of people very, very happy over the years with your band.
Oh, well, that's really kind. It's great to talk to you.
It's a total pleasure.